Off Limits by Eden Bradley, read by Teddy Hamilton and Stella Hunter. Chapter 1. Esther, Alexander, stop thinking about Max. Esther scolded herself as she drove through the gorgeous Connecticut countryside. He was always in the back of her mind. But coming home to the house they were both raised in shoved him right to the forefront. He was the last man on earth she should be thinking about at all, especially when thinking often involved images of his hot-as-fuck shirtless body. She sighed as she pulled into the long driveway leading to her late stepfather's house. Passing the verdant, wooded acreage surrounding what was one of the largest homes in Greenwich, her stepdad had prided himself on this ridiculously enormous property, which now belonged to her mother. She and her mother had always had a difficult relationship, and while she'd gotten along just fine with her stepdad, she had absolutely no desire to see the cool, distant woman who'd given birth to her. If her stepbrother Max hadn't come home, Esther wouldn't even be there. Max. Yeah, he was another story altogether. He is your brother. She'd had to remind herself of that fact over and over since their parents had married when she and Max were both 14. They'd been family a long time, but that hadn't stopped them from hooking up when they'd both come home from college, a few times. And the last time, things had gotten intense. That was forever ago, she muttered to herself, her hands tightening on the steering wheel. We were only 20 years old, barely old enough to know better. That is not going to happen again. No matter how damn hot he is. Trying to calm her racing pulse, she told herself to inhale determination and exhale doubt. The breathing techniques were useful when she was teaching at her Pilates studio, but they weren't helping much now. She couldn't seem to block out the memory of Max's broad, muscled shoulders or his penetrating blue eyes, and he had an air of command that turned her knees to mush. Of course, it was just her luck that her stepbrother was also into kink and had turned out to be a natural dom. It wasn't as if she didn't have a few local play partners in the Greenwich area and in New York City when she could get there. She wasn't deprived of sex or kink, just deprived of Max for 12 long-as-hell years, and kink with Max would be spectacular. He'd said just enough to implant some incredibly hot fantasies in her head, and she'd had that one little taste so many years ago when neither of them really knew what they were doing yet. But now, her whole body trembled when she imagined her stepbrother with a flogger in his hand. Stop it. With a sigh, she pulled her car over in front of the enormous Tudor-style mansion and pulled the parking brake on her sporty blue Mini Cooper a little too hard. You can do this, she told herself. You can see Max without being wildly attracted to him, and having the urge to beg him to take you to bed and spank you like you know he can do with those big hands of his. She checked her lip gloss in the rearview mirror. Her hazel eyes stared back at her doubtfully. Oh, you are such a liar, Esther, she lectured her reflection. Grabbing her purse, she got out of the car and walked up the front steps, smoothing her white cotton dress. If Max were already there, she'd see a rental car, wouldn't she? Or maybe it was in the garage. She rang the doorbell and waited. Even though this had been her home until she'd left for college, she'd never truly felt at home here. Her mother had been the dictator of the house, wanting everything to be picture perfect, as if Architectural Digest were about to show up at any moment to photograph each room. It had never been a place where one could relax and just be. Her mother's newest housekeeper answered the door.
Hello, Miss Esther. Your mother is in her study. Please come in. May I take your bag?
Hi, Carla. I'll hang on to it. Thank you. The air was cool inside as she moved across the marble foyer and to the left of the grand staircase, where she knew her mother would be waiting for her in the study. She paused in the doorway, watching her mother sitting at her gilded Louis XVI writing desk, dressed in a black Chanel suit, of course, her ankles daintily crossed. One of these days, she might get over how pretentious the woman was. Or not.
Hello, Mother. Oh, there you are, darling. I was expecting you much earlier.
I had Carla take the tea tray away. Passive-aggressive mother for the win. I told you I had to teach until 4.
Yes, but you could have made an exception under these circumstances.